Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and our Mouse Chatters today are Lauren, Chris, and Steve. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
And I think everyone is very excited. We just returned from our event down in Walt Disney World, the new Fantasyland expansion. And we've got so much to tell you, so many opinions and things that we've seen and experienced. And it was just fantastic. So let's jump right in. I want to talk first about... let's go with Little Mermaid. See if I get this right. The Little Mermaid, Voyage of the Little Mermaid. This one's Voyage. Mm-hmm. But the ride itself is very much exactly like the one in Disneyland. And the whole premise behind this ride is that you are entering in through Prince Eric's castle. And from there, you make your way down to the clamshell and you board the clamshell. And you get to experience Ariel's undersea adventure. And it takes you through all the sing-songies and the characters and the colors and a little bit of the darkness with Ursula and the happily ever after. And it's a fun ride. It's very fun.
Yeah, I liked it. I enjoyed it. I thought the whole design of it inside was great. It kind of reminds me of Nemo.
Yeah, it does a lot.
Yeah. Quite a bit.
It's similar.
Although, you know, in Nemo, everything is sort of like right in front of you, whereas all the displays in Little Mermaid, you're more inside them. You know, they're more in depth. They go farther back. So I think that's a big difference.
Yeah. It's more like a Haunted Mansion setup where they have the doom buggies or the clammobiles in this case kind of pointing you into the scene. And there's one scene in the middle where you go through the whole thing and there's everybody dancing all around you.
Yeah, the under the sea part.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
That's the best part. Well, all of it's pretty good.
It is good.
I like it. And Chris, you really like the line too.
I do. I thought the queue was fantastic. So we talked about this before. I mean, I think, you know, you can fast pass it and you'll go through a much shorter queue or you can go through the long queue. I would go through it. It's worth it just to see all the little details, the shells in the ground, the little starfishes, all the water features. I mean, one thing they did in the entire Fantasyland is actually all the water features at Little Mermaid and near Be Our Guest are really beautiful. They did a wonderful job on those.
They did. I like it.
Yeah, so I think you were saying the strategy is... maybe once go through the fast pass line, but then also go through the regular line once so you can see the queue, because the queue sounds like it's pretty... We went through the fast pass line, so I didn't see the...
I didn't either. I went through that twice.
They did little details, like there's a drinking fountain in the... I don't know why I love this so much, except my kids are always thirsty and the line is long, and they have a drinking fountain right in the queue, and it's themed, you know, so it's cute. And there is this little like interactive thing where the crab comes out and he brings something that doesn't belong and you're supposed to shake your finger at him. But honestly, it didn't work very well. So, you know, I'll check it out next time, I guess. See how it works. It was cute. And there's all kinds of interesting lighting in there. Like, I know it's sort of a minor thing, but the light fixtures I thought were pretty awesome. They had all different kinds. And
it's those little attention to detail,
like,
things that really make it wonderful.
Yeah, they were just interesting.
And I think Disney does such a great job with that on so many levels at any rate.
Right. I mean, because you can just walk in and you can go, this is a queue and it's interactive and it's awesome. Or you can really look and just see all the tiny details. And you know, I mean, those are there for people who, you know, take the time to look. So, and there is a hidden Oswald when you come out of Little Mermaid in the ground. So look for that.
Why didn't you show me?
I forgot to do it. Sorry.
Brookie loves Oswald. It would have been a good picture to show her. But also at the end, you're going to get the opportunity to do your Ariel meet and greet and see her. So she's not gone. Yep. We've got Ariel's grotto at the end.
And I thought that was really well done. We did that a couple months ago, I guess, back in October. I did that with Sophie, and she loved it.
Another attraction that they have over in the new Fantasyland expansion area, they have Gaston's Tavern. And this, you can go in, they don't have a very huge menu,
Well, yeah. I mean, you go in there, it's more than just a quick service place. I mean, you go in there and it's like Gaston's Tavern. You know, there are big chairs you can sit in and get your picture taken in. And there's a fake fireplace. And of course, there are antlers everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm. So. And I love the fountain outside.
Yeah, I do, too.
I love the fountain. And what about the dartboard with in the one area to the left, and it's got Gaston and he won like a million times or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course.
And I like the antler chandelier.
Well, and I like that Gaston, like every time I've been there, he's been out walking around, and there don't seem to be any like, you know, like a lot of times when the characters are out, there's an obvious handler and you can't get near him. I mean, Gaston in the new Fantasyland, you can talk to him and give him your phone number and maybe say, hey, call me. I'm kidding.
He's good because he does walk around. He doesn't have a designated area, and he's going to interact and jump in on anything that
he's funny.
Yeah, and he's out a lot, and he will be. It wasn't just for this preview that he was out a lot. He'll be out a lot.
He was out for all the times we've been in there before. He's been out, and the kids got a huge kick out of him because, I mean, the character is very sort of over the top and funny during most of Beauty and the Beast, and so that's sort of what they internalize. They don't internalize him as the bad guy. Everybody likes Gaston. Gaston is funny.
Well, because he's such a dork.
He is.
Mm. Yeah. Clearly, I have a love of dorks. So.
Yeah, that is true.
But as far as what they offer, they have... they do have breakfast items. They have a chocolate croissant. They have this huge cinnamon roll. And
which tastes awful.
Good.
I thought it was good. I thought it was dry as an old bone.
Mine wasn't dry.
No, I thought it was good.
Ugh. It's terrible.
Mine was not dry.
Okay, again.
Apples with caramel sauce, too.
Yeah, those are okay.
And I like that they also have, don't they have the hummus, too, there with the chips?
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, they've got that. They've got a fresh fruit little cup.
That was good. My daughter had that.
They have hot chocolate, and they serve the hot chocolate and or the LeFou's brew in their cute little mugs. They have a beer stein. For the boys, it's brown and hefty and beer steiny. And then they have a nice little
princess goblet
with bell on it, and it's very dainty. But you can get the LeFou's brew, and we've reviewed it before, but just to touch on that again, it's
terrible.
I didn't like it.
I was going to do the basic facts before the opinions, but... it's a frozen apple cider, and I do think that that's tasty, but I think all I could handle would be like half an ounce.
Yeah. And then it's got that, topping.
Yeah.
Kind
it's
of
like
a foam.
Passion fruit mango.
Yeah. Foamy thing on top.
Yeah, and
which looks like marshmallow almost.
Yeah. It's got that kind
it's
of look.
Frothy.
And, yeah. And it's kind of thick. Yep.
But I have to say a lot of people I was with, had it and really liked it.
Huh, that's good.
Yeah, but I think all four of us are giving it a thumbs down.
I wanted to like it.
I think I want to like it. But you know what? And I think
I decided it needed rum.
I was going to say it needed like Calvados or whatever that apple brandy would have made it a lot better. And I don't understand why they just don't go there. I mean, at Cars Land, they have like a signature drink so the parents can kind of, you know, relax. Why don't they do that there? I mean, they've already got beer and wine at Be Our Guest. Let's take it a little further.
Well, yeah, I think that's just they're kind of easing into it, though.
I think so, too. Let's hope.
I think you'll see it eventually.
Yeah.
I even tried to make it better by mixing it. And
with some vodka?
No, mixing the foam into the slushy. And that didn't work.
Lisa's a really big vodka drinker, though, so, you know.
She is. You gotta watch her.
I'm quite the lush.
I know. And yeah, I mean, like I tried to mix mine up too. It just didn't help. It was bad.
No.
They gave us tiny servings and all of us had the tiny serving. Not one of us finished it.
Yeah.
It was probably a 1 ounce serving.
But I bet kids like it because it's kind of sugary.
And that's who liked it, who I was with. Yeah. A lot of the kids I was with
kids
got
love
it and they all liked it. But
it is
I
very
think
sweet.
It's like apple juice.
Yeah.
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 It's tasty, so, like I said, for half an ounce. And then after that, No, thanks.
Yes, if they're trying to appeal to children in a park or something, I guess it's a good thing.
There you go.
Can you imagine drinking an entire cup of it?
No. The sip I had was good. I was done.
No. But anyway, that's Gaston's Tavern, and it's pretty cool. I like
We should mention the pork shank, which we have talked about before. You can get it dinner time, or, you know, lunch.
Lunch.
Steve, did you get it? Did you gnaw on a pork shank?
No, I wanted to, but I was in there at like 7 a.m.
Yeah.
And I almost asked for one to see if they had them, but I didn't think they had.
Well.
I figure Chris says it's better than a turkey leg.
It is. I thought it was good. It needed mashed potatoes and gravy and some green beans. It would have been awesome. Mm. Maybe some rolls. Let's turn it into a whole meal.
Yeah. Yucky.
All right. Let's move on. Let's go over to the Be Our Guest restaurant. And the way they present it, the way they've got it positioned, and the way you approach the restaurant, it's so cool because they've got it on a bridge with these gargoyles that are holding up lampposts. And it's very well themed from the minute you start walking that way. I'm sorry for the sniffles. And it's just so well done. All the details, once again. And you go into the main area, and you've got in the middle where you walk in, you've got the main ballroom, which is absolutely huge. And I think Chris put it well by saying that it's like a mess hall where you've got tables after tables after tables, and they're just, it's one huge room, and there's no breaking it up, but it is supposed to be a ballroom, so I give them that.
I think it's beautiful.
It is, and they've got the windows in the back of the restaurant.
And it snows.
It snows, yes.
I do love that effect.
I love that.
Yes, it's beautiful.
We sat there for lunch on the last day we were there, and I was like, okay, this made it for me. That was the perfect place to sit.
Where'd you sit? In the big ballroom?
In the big ballroom by the windows where the snow comes down the French doors. So cute.
Yeah. We spent a lot of time in that ball and be our guests because of the media stuff. So we were in there for interviews. We were in there for lunch. So, yeah, I like all the rooms.
I think they did a great job on that.
To each side, there's also a room on the left of the main ballroom. You've got the West Wing, and it's a smaller dining room, but it's very dark and it's
creepy.
Again, well themed. You're kind of hesitant to go in there because it is so creepy and dark. But at the far end of the room, you've got a window with the famous rose under the glass right in front of it. And but the rafters have tapestries that were hanging, and those are torn and tattered. The picture of the prince is slashed, just like in the movie. It's just very dark. They've got lamps that are kind of pushed over. It looks like someone had a little fit in there, a little temper tantrum. And it's well done. And then on the other side, to the right of the main ballroom, is the Rose Room. And this room is just so opposite that West Wing. Beautiful and cheery and just roses and lots of details. And in the center of the room, they have what is supposed to be the gift that Maurice gave to Belle and Beast, Maurice's Belle's father. And it's like a little, not a music box. What are those?
It is a music box.
It is a music box.
Yes.
Yeah. So little music box with them turning in a circle, and it's so cute. So I like that room.
Yeah. I like Be Our Guest. The food we had for sampling was pretty good. Chris had lunch there, and she said that was good.
So if you recall, Bob and I and a few other people, including another agent named Leslie, we all had dinner at Be Our Guest on the day it opened. And it was kind of not very successful with us. We didn't like the food. The service was slow, whatever. So I really wanted to try lunch just because of that. So I made sure I went on the last day I was there, and I took my daughter, and there was a wait. It was like way across the bridge. The line was at least a half hour long, but it was it was fine. I mean, they had cast members out there kind of goofing around and singing, and it was cute. The food was really good. And somebody said to me, what's the difference between lunch and dinner? Why did you feel lunch was so good and dinner was so bad? And I said, expectations. You know, when I eat dinner somewhere, I want, you know, if for that kind of money, I want a nice place to sit and I want it to be relaxing and I want good food. And I didn't get any of that. Whereas at lunch, I'm pretty open-minded and all the food was better at lunch. They had like really, you know, nice sandwiches and all the same desserts they have at dinner time. The only thing I would say is that the kids menu was extremely limited. So if you've got one of those chicken nugget loving kind of kids, I wouldn't take them there because there's almost nothing for a picky kid to eat.
So how does the quick service process work?
You walk in and like you wait in sort of like a hall. You know that part where they had all the like knights in the what are they called? The what are those metal suits called? Oh, knight in shining armor, whatever.
Yeah.
They had those. Yeah, suits of armor. They had those like, and you just sort of wait there and then you come up and there's two little kiosks and one of the cast members hands you a fake rose, right? And then when it's time, they point you to one of the ordering terminals and you just walk over and it's all touch screen and they kind of help you out and they show you that, you know, you have to scan your rose when you're done. And that the screen worked really well. You know, I know sometimes I go into Pico's Bills and I'm like, poke, 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 and the screen doesn't work. These were all working, fortunately. So things moved pretty quickly. And then you go out and you just pick a place. Now, at dinner time, they tell you where you're going to sit. But at lunch, you can sit in the Rose Room, the West Wing, or the main ballroom. We were lucky. We got a seat in the main ballroom. You get your sodas and your drinks, I mean, your silverware, and then you just put the rose on the table because there's an RFID chip?
Yeah.
One of those little chips are in there, and they go ahead and queue in your server, and then your server comes out. Now, here's where it's kind of funny because all these servers are pushing these big carts full of food, and you see the same carts at dinner time with the desserts, but there's only, and you all saw those carts, right, with the desserts in them when we were there. But at dinner time, there's like one or two going around. At lunchtime, there's like a lot of carts. There's probably 10 going around at any given time. And they all kind of clog the walkways and everything. So I think they're going to have to change that. Hmm. And then they bring you your food and you go. And you don't tip. Because I asked, I was kind of like, well, they're doing a lot of work. Do we tip here? And she said, no, you know, they were compensated. They were paid differently because they weren't tipped. So good food. Nice atmosphere. So totally worth it.
Are they going to be serving breakfast anytime soon?
Oh, don't you wish? I have no idea. I would think it'd make a fantastic character breakfast location, though.
Yeah.
Ooh,
we didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah. I think you're going to see that in about a year.
They've got to get all the wrinkles ironed out. And then from there, they may add that.
Wouldn't that be a great breakfast, though, like a Beauty and the Beast character breakfast?
Yeah.
It would be. I'm trying to think who else. I mean, they could do Lumiere, but he can't autograph.
Well, they could have
He'd
Lumiere.
Burn up the autograph book.
They could have him like Remy, like we really originally thought, where they bring him around on a.
Yeah, like they did with Enchanted Tales.
Cart.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that.
Okay, so well, let's talk about Enchanted Tales.
Ah.
Enchanted Tales is.
Beautiful.
You know what? I'm not going to be able to say a whole lot about this because when we were there, they had it closed during a lot of the event time. And then when they opened it, when we went over there, it went to an hour plus wait. And so I can't believe we didn't get to experience Enchanted Tales with Belle. But Lauren, you did.
I did. And it was fantastic. It really, really was. It is worth it, especially if you have little kids. And I really think little girls or little boys would love it. The wait time when I went on Sunday. The wait time was 40 minutes. And that wait time actually included the actual show time. Because you were inside for about 10 or 15 of that.
Okay,
that
so that's
frame.
Not too bad.
So when you're waiting in line, and I would assume it's the same, it was exactly 40 minutes when we got out. So part of me is thinking that perhaps they actually include the time you're in there as well. And so, I could be wrong on that, but it wasn't, it was not, it was a very easy wait. Basically, first you go into Maurice's cottage, and that's kind of a holding area. And then, and it's decorated, you know, just like you would actually think it would be inside Maurice's cottage. And then they bring you into the next room. The next room is, has this mirror on the wall, and they kind of tell you what they're going to do. They're basically going to bring you back and tell you the tale of how Beauty and the Beast fell in love. And all of a sudden the mirror starts to glisten and glow, and then expands and opens into a doorway. And when you're looking at this mirror, you would never in a million years imagine that it's going to turn into a doorway. So then you walk through the doorway and you walk into the library. And there's benches set up. I think there's three benches on each side, so a total of six benches. And they're not long. It's very small. It's very intimate.
So it sounds like you have a small...
No, wait, I'm sorry. You don't go into the library first. First, you go into the room with the armoire.
Okay. So it's kind of a small group that goes through the whole thing?
Yes.
That breaks you guys
up? Yeah. It's probably about 25 people, maybe.
That's nice.
You go into the armoire, and she starts talking, of course. And then you go into the library. I backed that up. Sorry. And when you're in there, she gives out a part to everybody. And they're like cardboard pieces. And everybody, every child in there gets a part unless they don't want to. And even some of the big kids got parts. Or everybody that was with us, we had about 30 people with us. And all the kids that were with us got parts. You know, some were forks and knives. Some were, you know, all different parts within. We had two knights of armor. Somebody played the Beast. And so everybody gets this part. They take them all in first, and they put them all in the front rows. And then everybody else sits behind them. And then Lumiere starts talking. He's small, and he's on top of the mantle. And he starts talking about Belle and how they're going to recreate the story of how Belle and the Beast fell in love. And then all of a sudden Belle comes in, and it's, she's beautiful. And, they recreate the story, and they use all the kids get to be involved. And then at the end, the Beast gets to dance with Belle. And the Beast was this cute, adorable little boy who looked to be maybe four. And it was the cutest thing. And then when that's all done, then everybody gets their picture taken with Belle. And everybody gets a bookmark. It was done really, really well. And I had a bunch of older kids with me. You know, I had a bunch of 11 and 12 year olds with me, and they were all like, oh my God, that was the cutest thing. I can't believe we did this. This was so great. Like, even the older kids just thought it was so adorable. And I think it was like watching the little ones too. But it was really, really done well.
The picture at the end, is it a photo pass and your personal camera type thing?
Yeah, it's a photo pass and your personal camera. Yep.
Okay.
So, and it was just, the whole thing was done brilliantly. It's absolutely the mirror thing alone. When the mirror turned into the door, everybody was like, wow. It was just really, really cool. It's definitely worth doing. And if you have little kids, they are going to be in awe. Like, yeah, even the big kids were in awe.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. So, we didn't go. We kept during the media event, it was either closed and opening later, or the line was just what we thought was too long, and we just kept running out of time.
Yeah.
But it sounds like we got to get back over there.
The 40-minute wait included the time we were in there. When we came out, the 40 minutes was just up. So I don't know if that's how it normally is, but that's how it worked when we did it. It was and the line was pretty much to the end. It was a pretty long line.
Yeah.
And it moved very quickly.
Okay. Well, that's
good.
But
they're taking 25 people into the holding area. Those 25 move. And once you get into the holding area, you're looking around, and it's kind of more, you know.
Yeah.
So there's basically three rooms you go into. Four rooms, actually. One, two, three, four rooms you go through.
Yeah, and I would say because when
that's
they
a first ride of the day thing.
Yeah, when they opened
this attraction.
Yeah, when we on December 6th, when they opened it to the public, and I walked over there to see if they had a fast pass. It took me 10 minutes just to try to get in to that area. It was just shoulder to shoulder people.
And there doesn't seem to be a fast pass for it.
No, not that I couldn't find one when I tried to go.
Did you guys notice where the fast pass was for the Little Mermaid ride? Did you guys fast pass that?
No.
I didn't see.
I know they have one, but I didn't go.
You know where it is? And I'm telling people this because it's a need to know information.
Yeah.
We walked all the way over to it, anticipating that the fast pass would be over by the ride, but it was actually by PhilharMagic.
Oh, huh.
Huh.
Wonder why that
is. Yeah. They said that they're moving it over there eventually, but not until all the construction's done for at least the next year. It's going to be over by PhilharMagic.
And then it'll probably
be. So anybody who's going to fast pass it, note that, because it's far to walk back and forth.
I bet that's a good little tidbit to know, because not many people are going to know to go over
there. Yeah. And they did that for Dumbo, I remember.
Well, and Pooh was still over there, too.
Yeah. Until all that's finished, I bet that's where they're going to keep them all.
Yeah, they said it was something with they weren't able to utilize it there for some reason right now.
Okay. Because it's probably going to go where that wall is on the other side of it or something.
Probably.
Where they're building the mine train.
Yeah. So, but that's what
very good.
Little tidbit of information.
Okay. Well, let's jump over to Storybook Circus. This has been open pretty much for how long?
It's been open.
Since June.
There you go. Now, that opened in like about October is when they started doing the previews, right?
No, we saw it in June.
Did you?
Yeah, it's been on and off.
Oh, it's been, all right, so it's been a while. Yeah.
But it hasn't been fully opened.
Right.
Yeah.
Since, let's see.
Well, when I was there in October, I think it that weekend was when they finally got their permits to open everything.
Oh, cool.
So that was the first
week. Right. I was thinking 2 to 3 months, and so that might be.
Yeah.
But Storybook Circus, this is one of Chris's favorites, so we're going to pull her in on this. But Storybook Circus, I think their main attraction. And you know what? Even saying this, it's my opinion, but I think Dumbo is the main attraction here. You've got your dueling Dumbos, and the attraction was so popular, they felt the need to make a second one, but they went beyond making just a second one. They gave it an interactive queue where you can go into. They have a circus tent behind the two Dumbos, and then you can get a beeper of sorts, and you would go with your kids into this play area where they've got climby things and all kinds of circus themed. You've got benches around the side. Dumbo's flying at the top, going in circles, and your kids get to play, and you get to sit, and you're in the air conditioning, which is great, while you wait for your ride on Dumbo. And when it is your turn, they're going to go ahead and buzz you. Then you turn in your buzzer, and you wait in a much shorter line. You essentially wait maybe one round, one flight of Dumbo, and then you get on, and it's brilliant. It's fantastic the way they do this. And good luck getting your kids out of there to go on to Dumbo. Because they really enjoy it.
Yeah. There. Sometimes you got to drag them out.
Me too.
Drag you out.
It's kind of nice to just sit in there. A way, you do kind of have to, you're like, oh gosh, did the buzzer go off already? Because, the kids
are having
fun. And what's that?
Because you're busy checking your email. That's what I was doing in there.
Yeah, that's what I did too. And Facebooking, because if we don't, you get mad.
Like your kids are playing Facebook post.
No, it's fantastic. I just think it's one of the smartest things they've ever done.
Yeah.
Is to have that little play area. And to call it a play area is such an understatement, because it's really like the best play area. And as an adult, you have to kind of fight. I mean, you can go up there if you want to, but... I mean, it's just super fun. It's great.
It's air conditioned. Yeah, it's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I like it. It works.
And then they have the first time I've been in there was a Big Top Souvenirs.
Oh, I love that place.
kind of.
You wait a minute. You were checking your email while you took my daughter in there and you weren't watching her?
No, they went straight on the line.
No, we went right on the
Okay.
Line.
Never mind then. I'm just, you know, checking up on you because, you know, she needs supervision. She's only five. Okay.
And adorable,
sorry.
I might add.
Sorry. Thank you.
She is really cute.
Thank you. She could have been kidnapped.
I gave her back to you.
Yeah, you did. She was safe and sound.
In one piece.
Yeah. Except for all the candy.
Yeah, she was a bit sugared up.
She totally was. Anyway, sorry.
Okay, so, Steve, you were saying?
Oh, yeah, just Big Top Souvenirs. And I only went in briefly, but it looked like they had a lot of neat merchandise. And then they've got a huge candy counter in the center of that tent with all kinds of anything you want that's sugar. And they were handing
that
out
was
samples.
Great.
And wait, guys, wait for it. Ready? They also have cupcakes.
Yeah.
They do have cupcakes.
They have a lot of different
cupcakes.
They've
got slushies. They've got cotton candy. They've got caramel apples. They've got
caramel
it's
corn.
All basically, it's kind of the deal where if it's Technicolor, it's there. So you have your bright red and your bright blue slushies.
Yep.
And your cupcakes like with red frosting with like caramel corn on top, which frankly were pretty good. And cotton candy and all that.
Yeah, it's very circusy.
Yep.
I like the guys that the cast members that have the pin trading, and they've got it looks like containers of popcorn in this pillow like substance. It's a plush popcorn display, and they carry it around like they're a vendor, but they've got their pins in the popcorn, and it's neat, it's creative, and you know. Good job, Disney.
Do you know why they put them in the popcorn? Because it's a food service location and they can't have those back there.
Oh, they can't have the little rubber Mickeys that go on the back of the pins?
Right. So that's why they stuck them in there because you can't have any of those in food service locations. I guess because they could fall off and like... fall in somebody's throat and the person could choke. I don't know.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah,
it's the worst.
Mickey.
Yeah, I guess it makes sense. If
yeah. But it's a very clever solution to that problem to have like fake popcorn, you know, containers and then pin them in there. It's adorable.
Yeah, it is cute. Very good. And everyone is just so nice in there.
Yeah.
You know, it's good that, classic Disney interaction.
I noticed that in general, the cast members that were working in the new Fantasyland and in Storybook Circus seemed pretty excited to be there.
Yeah, and that's good.
Definitely.
Okay, so let's see. Storybook, what about Casey Jr.?
I love Casey Jr.
What do you do at Casey Jr.? I don't.
Just
I maybe
stand there
just,
and
you run around and get wet.
I'm just. I guess I've never seen it when it's been on. Every time I've been there, it's...
What?
No, it's never on.
Get out.
I'm always there super early in the morning.
In your trench coat?
Yeah. Hey. And I'm taking pictures and it's not on. So it's got a water feature in there, I guess, as well?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it squirts out of the like elephants and out of the camels and everything. The water squirts out. And you know how like a lot of Disney water play areas, there's not a ton of water. You know, it's sort of, this is like douses every person that goes in there.
Cool.
So kids are going to get soaking wet. We've talked about this before, how you're definitely going to want to go ahead and, you know, bring a change of clothes and send the kids in Crocs. It's fantastic. We love Casey Jr. My kids did. So.
Well, and then we have the great Goofini. Lauren, tell us about the Goofini.
Well, the great Goofini is pretty much what it used to be. I don't think they've changed it much. They moved it a little bit over it, I think, didn't they?
No,
changed like
well,
the theming, right?
Yeah, it's been rethemed, but it's still in the exact same
spot.
It's
in the same exact spot, but
is it? It looks like it moved.
No, well, they tricked you because they moved the loading area.
Well, that wasn't very nice.
That's what they did, right?
Yeah.
And they moved that where
the queue line has been moved around and it's been rethemed, but the ride's in the exact same space, and then all that's been redone, so it's hard to tell.
Yeah, but it's the same ride. Well, I mean, it looks like the same ride, but
it is.
Yep. But it fits the theme, so it's nice.
Different theming.
Yeah. So all in all, it's really nice. And then what we still have opening up in 2013 is the kind of princess meet and greet area.
Yep, that's over by what used to be Snow White's Scary Adventures.
Yeah, so that'll be opening up in next year. And then 2014, we've heard early 2014, probably about a year or slightly over a year
from
right now.
That looks like it's moving pretty quickly.
Yeah, it could even be Christmas, but they keep telling everybody.
It's going to be Christmas.
I think it's going to be next year. I think it'll be this time next year.
Yeah, it will be the mind train.
Well, they just laid their first piece of track.
I saw it. Yeah, I saw it coming out of the top.
Oh, wow.
So
it's going to be awesome.
Can you imagine it's going to take another year for that to be complete, though?
I find it very hard to believe that it's going to take another year for that.
But you know what? They'll do the same thing they did with this. They'll do soft openings starting in October, and then they'll do like a little tiny opening in December or something. We won't get invited because that was our one chance to get invited.
And they've got a record on us now.
Yeah. We did good, though. We behaved ourselves. So.
We did. And we did what we were supposed to, except for Belle. We tried, though.
Well, and except for missing the dragon flying because we were inside eating cupcakes.
Okay, so what?
You know what, though? You have to prioritize.
I could have cared less about the dragon when there were cupcakes and they were free. So,
and they were good.
So we ate a lot of sweets.
When we were there, they put out a big buffet. And I do think they missed the boat by not putting out food that is actually served at Be Our Guest, except for the desserts. All of the desserts they put out at the Fantasyland opening party were in the Beast Castle, were the desserts you can get at dinner and at lunch. But they didn't put out any of the food that they serve, which is kind of like, I don't know. It wasn't the smartest choice, maybe. I don't know. Because
It's still advertising.
Yeah. And you know how how Disney always has like these sort of standard buffets, like here's the rice pilaf, here's the beef medallions. That's what they had. But anyway, what we discovered was that they had just a bounty of cupcakes and cream puffs and even the gray stuff that you can get. And so we got distracted by that. And apparently, while we were distracted, that famous dragon that everyone was talking about was flying over Fantasyland. So, oops.
Well, if you're interested in seeing the dragon, our friend Ricky has a great video of it over at insidethemagic.net. And it's, or you can just Google Inside the Magic Dragon or Disney Dragon and it'll be there.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It looks pretty cool, actually.
It did look really neat. Yeah. I kind of was avoiding watching it because like people were like, did you see the dragon? I'm like, what dragon? And so the next day there was all this talk on Facebook among Disney fans about it. And I thought, well, I don't want to look because I don't want to know what I missed. But then I went ahead and just looked now and I was like, oh, yeah, that was stupid. We should have made a point to see that.
Well, it's not like you knew about it.
There's a
ruckus outside, but you know, with the music and stuff, but
there were cupcakes involved. It's really hard to turn your head when you got a cupcake in your hand. I mean, let's be honest.
And you know what? The nice thing was they weren't the full size cupcakes. So they were all small versions of what they serve at night. And so like you could have like, I don't know, three or four and not feel bad.
I did that with the gray stuff. Now Chris and I disagree on the gray stuff.
I didn't like it.
I thoroughly enjoyed it to the point of getting it three or four times.
You and I always disagree on food, though.
Not always. Some things we do.
Yeah.
Churros.
That is true. Mm-hmm. I will agree with you on churros. That's about it for Fantasyland and Kate or Storybook Circus.
Yeah. It was a fantastic improvement.
It is.
I really am eager to see what's going to happen with the Seven Dwarfs Mine.
Yeah, it's really nice now. Because you can see all the trees they planted, and you walk over this giant bridge to Be Our Guest, and there's the entrance to the castle and the river and the waterfalls. But once the wall to your right is all taken down, the temporary wall, and they put in all the trees and the rocks and everything, then you're really being immersed in it when they do the other half with the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
It's going to be neat.
So you definitely have to go back.
Stay tuned. That's all there is to it. Stay tuned. Okay, that wraps up this week's show. Thank you to pixievacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. You can download our shows at mousechat.net and also from iTunes. Please send us your comments and questions to comments@mousechat.net. Please join us again here next time on Mousechat.